We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program my co-host, author of Love Is, Kim Sorrell. Kim, what's going on? How are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
I am really excited about our guest. I'm doing great. Thanks, Neil. Justin Johnson Cortez. Oh, my word. You have done, I don't know how many movies now. You probably know the number. But
No, I don't.
And you have a great role in the much anticipated prequel to Walker Independence. Yeah. And that has to be a pretty cool role to play. How did that happen for you?
Yeah, well, first of all, it is a very cool role to play, and it's a great role to play in. And the cast and the crew and production, everyone's incredible. But it came my way, like most things do, you know, through an audition, and I got the sides for it. And to be honest, and this would probably come up naturally, but or in another way, but I was a little hesitant at first because it's a period piece, and being Native American, I just didn't want that to be the same old story, you know, the same old Indian and that they've shown in the past with Westerns. And I grew up watching lots of Westerns, and I tell people this all the time. I wanted to be the cowboy because I had all the fun, and you know, it was always kind of about them. And so I was a little hesitant. I wanted to make sure that maybe we're going to do something different here, and that this character wasn't just going to just kind of be expendable in a way. And but after meeting the producers and director, they really eased my mind about that. And I was on board 100%.
So let's talk about this, Justin. You know, think about Yellowstone. Do you think Yellowstone's depicting Native Americans in the right way?
You know what? I think Taylor Sheridan is doing a really good job. He's always been great about putting natives in his stories. And it's not necessarily that he's not depicting them in the right way. And I would love to work with him in the future. But I think with me in the past watching those other, you know, growing up watching Westerns, it's like, the Indians were kind of just on the side a bit. And what I love about Taylor is he's kind of putting them in the mix, you know, he's getting them out there, and these characters have arcs and they're interesting, and they play vital roles in the story. And so that's kind of what I wanted to do. I wanted to play a vital role in the story. So I think he's doing a great job, and people love his shows, and you know, he can't do any wrong over there. I have a friend who's on his show. So I think they're about to be on one of his shows. So I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that yet, actually. He's doing great stuff, and you know, any opportunity for diversity to be on the screen and right. to kind of show different culture is always great, man. So I'm pumped for it, and I think it's great that people are kind of coming back towards Westerns, and I feel like Taylor is kind of he's giving a certain demographic, a certain generation, these shows, and I'm excited about our show because I feel like we might be able to reach a younger audience a bit, you know, like younger
especially
adult audience.
CW gives
yeah, it the CW, and we have great fans of the CW. CW is amazing, and not to say it's only young people, because we got people right. all across the board. But I am excited to see maybe the younger generation getting a glimpse into the Westerns with us. You know,
think about another depicting does well. I'll pass it back on to Kim. Is Outer Range? I don't know if you got the chance to see Outer Range. It's really well done. I don't know if there's gonna be a second season or not. That was on Amazon.
Oh, I hope so.
I really liked it. It was a good show, and it kept me going, and I didn't see the Rotten Tomatoes the level I thought it should have been, but you never know. The fans always have the next say. All right, Kim.
Yeah. Back to you. Great show.
Yeah. So here you get to really tap into your heritage, but you've played other roles where that hasn't been the case. So mm-hmm. what is the difference for you? Like, how does that feel?
Oh, I love playing. Any opportunity to act is great. You know, anytime you get to do what your dream is, it's incredible. So, I think it's wonderful to be able to play in a culture that is, that means something to you. I think that's a great opportunity. And actually, for this, I play Apache, which I'm not Apache. I'm Yaqui, but I get to learn Apache for the show. So I'm kind of getting a glimpse into a culture that isn't my own. And I feel very fortunate that they welcomed me into their world a bit. And they gave me that permission to portray this character. I have great people that are doing translations, and that family is incredible. And we wouldn't be able to do the show without them. And so the fact that they've kind of given me that blessing to speak their language and to portray their heritage is really, really means a lot to me. So I have a big respect, and I feel like a big responsibility to be able to do that. And I want to do it well. And, you know, ultimately I would love to just be able to play any role without having to be, you know, fill any box, check any mark, you know, as a diversity cast. You know, I want to be able to play any role that you see, and maybe not, it doesn't matter. No one has to justify why I'm that character, I guess, if that makes sense, you know? But there's a big responsibility that I feel personally for playing native characters. And I want to make sure that, you know, I'm going to do as best I can to do it right. And the producers and the team behind Walker Independence, they're really doing their best to make sure we're doing it right as well.
So. Yeah. And it's interesting when you talk about that, that process, the responsibility. Now you talk about it a little bit, but what other actors do you look up to that have playing the Native Americans that you look up to as an actor?
Yeah, well, you know, and like I said, the ones I grew up with, I feel like, you know, there's always been great actors in the past that have done it, but I feel like just coming today, so there's a great show called Rutherford Falls, and Michael Gray Eyes is on that show. He's a great actor, and I feel like that show in particular, it's a Native story, you know, and it stars, I forget his name. He's a comedian, he's a funny guy, he's a great actor. He's not Native, but it stars him, but it's just such a, the culture, if you watch it, you know, there's so much Native culture in there. And I really admire that about that show. And, you know, like I said, Michael Gray Eyes is a great actor, and I love watching his work, whether it's on that or anything else he's done. I forget the name of it. Derek C. in France did a miniseries with Mark Ruffalo, and Michael was in that show. And he just does great work all around, you know. So to be able to just see working actors that are Native, I'm always just pumped and excited for it, you know. Even when they're my competition, even when I know that, like, you know, Martin Sensmeier is going out there and he's getting all these great roles, but it's awesome. It's a victory for everyone, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's gotta be a good feeling for sure. But you've got this look, this face that you could be anybody and play any role. You do such a great job. But I'm curious, like, because you're Native American and there's been so much bad that the country has done, so many things that are not going well, so many things that could change. How do you see it? Like, what would you like to see changed?
That's a heavy question. It's a big question. You know, yeah, there's a lot of history. And, you know, all we can do is move forward and try our best, you know, and I like to see what people are doing that. And I like that it seems like a lot more people are taking responsibility for maybe the past and willing to see change. And that movement started with the Native community, and it's moving forward. And you know, it's just like giving ourselves a voice and allowing us to be heard. And social media did a good job of, you know, I'm not a huge social media fan. I'm just bad at it, but I've seen some of the great things you could do when it comes to getting positive messages out there. So it's just like, you know, it starts here with the stories being told, you know, allowing people to tell their stories that maybe weren't told before. So these younger kids could understand that they have a place and they have a voice and they're seen, and it gives them confidence going forward. And then they could start to change there. You know, it starts in the community and it really goes out, but we need to give people the confidence and the courage and kind of like, and make them know that they're seen. A big movement right now, I don't know if you've heard of MMIW, it's about missing and murdered Indigenous women and Indigenous people all around. But that's it's like an epidemic, you know. These women are 10 times more likely to be violently assaulted than non-Native women are. I actually just finished shooting a film that revolves around that issue. So that's something, a movement that is really, yeah, it's called Gifts of Fear. So that will be out hopefully next year. And yeah, it's just, you know, movements like that are trying to make people more aware of what's going on and maybe things that people didn't know was happening, and just get allies, you know?
And I think that's the thing, you say you're not very good on social media or however you termed it. The bottom line is that you're taking that responsibility to speak out during the interviews and all that stuff. And that you probably are, you don't have the time, the shoots, all those different things. When you have some downtime, you just grab it, jump on certain things and provide that. And I'm very impressed by how you're representing Native Americans, and they have to be very proud. And there should be more actors in that this industry. It's missing, truly. And I think that you're going to help step that up through these opportunities, through again the role. So I'm going to pass it back to Kimmo. Talk about the show. And I'm ultimately a fan of the first one, Walker, Texas Ranger. So I have no idea the nuances between all those. So I'll have a question probably. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Kimmo. All right.
Yeah, so the show is coming when is it released?
October 6th. Yeah, so it'll be out October 6th, and I hope I got that right. I think that's right. you know, dates get jumbled in your mind, but it'll be out this fall. So this fall, you can check it out, Walker Independence on the CW, and we'll be airing right after the series premiere, season three premiere of Walker. So it'll be our series premiere, their season three premiere. And yeah, so you can check out both. And I know you're a fan of the previous one, you said. And that's a great show. Great people behind that show. Great cast. And Walker, you know, Walker Independence, we're just excited to be a part of the family, you know, and tell this story, this origin story of the Walkers. And, you know, we have a great set of, we have a great cast. We have a great set of characters to show people. And it's going to be a lot of fun, man. Like this morning, we're out there riding horses. We're training. So we start shooting very soon here. So we're out riding horses. It's just, you know, doing a period piece could be a lot of fun. And we're definitely enjoying it.
So take me back now. Okay, so let's go to the history. I'm sure you had to learn about the Walker on the CW as well once you got the role, unless you already were watching it. Go to Walker, Texas Ranger. They had a remake of Walker, Texas Ranger with Walker 3 years ago. And it's the third season for that. Explain that and what's the difference between Walker and Walker Independence? Because we have so many things to binge now and watch. Yeah. And things. So explain, yeah.
Well, the beauty of it being a prequel is we're connected to them, but we're kind of free to kind of go where we go, you know, and I wish I could actually have more answers for you because I don't know yet. I don't know it all. I know that if you watch the trailer, you could see this very, very beautiful, very strong woman. And she says, "I'm Abby Walker." And that's kind of the taste that people are going to get for now. And as we dig in, then we'll figure out, all right, how does she connect to the Walker family? But ultimately, this is, you know, this is a matriarch. This is the beginning of the Walker legacy. So
Walker, just to try to get the answer to that question, Walker Texas Ranger is exactly the same Walker, just in a different actors, a remake of Walker Texas Ranger's Walker. Is that correct?
Now we're going in the
way back. And that's got to be cool. I mean, and bringing back Westerns. They were really smart, the CW. And Kim, I'm going to explain that to you as well, is that Westerns has such a huge following. Westerns, there is such a cult for Westerns that are lacking. And now, as you said, bringing the diversity and bringing it in the right way compared to Westerns back in the 50s and 40s and 60s to where we are today, that's fantastic for where it's going. But ultimately, there are Western fans everywhere, and they got to be excited about this. And now bringing a younger generation to Westerns. I was bringing up something in an interview I was doing with another celebrity that's big into metal. And I said, you know, thanks to Stranger Things, now heavy metal's coming back. So you find these different trends of young people finding different things. And am I right? Was one of the characters in this new season of Stranger Things is a Native American, right? Am I correct?
Yeah. I believe so. I forget his name. I think he's the guy who grabs the pizza delivery guy.
Man, I'm just a huge Stranger Things fan. I gotta find enough time to binge everything. You know what I mean?
Where's the time, man? Well, you better make time for Walker Independence. You gotta check it out.
Yeah, I am going to make time for that for sure. And we're gonna get the last thing. But go back to you, Kim, with any questions you have for Justin.
Yeah. I think it's very exciting. And I know so many people that are so into Westerns and watch the old ones. So to see the new ones will be so much better, just so much better. So so we're hopefully you're going to do season after season of this, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
So how many years before does it take place?
So this takes place back in like the 1870s. So we're going over 100 years back. You know, we're going way back. And you know, kind of to talk about what you said, how, you know, you get this younger generation. It's because, you know, the people making the show, they grew up watching Westerns. It's a part of them. And you know, you want to make what you love. And so it's really great because that's what happens. You fall in love with something, you make it, and you pass it down. You pass it down to your next generation. And the people, you know, the cowboy, the Western culture, it's huge. And so it's great to have people that are excited to see this show. And I'm excited for them to see what Callian brings, you know. So I play Callian, he's Apache, and he's a Apache scout on the show. And he's kind of outside of Independence, and he's curious about it. He has a connection into town through the deputy Augustus. But he's hesitant, you know, because he's kind of torn between two worlds. And so I'm excited for people to see Callian and meet him and see where this character goes, and especially for a lot of fun. Like I said, we're going to have a lot of fun, man. There's going to be some action. There's going to be drama. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be a little bit for everybody. I feel like, you know, you could have grandpa watching the show, but you could also have, you know, your teenage daughter watching the show. It's going to be for everybody.
For sure. So again, best place we can connect with you, social media and stuff. Where can we go? Best place.
Instagram. It's the only one I got, unfortunately. I'm not on Twitter or anything else, but Instagram, it's JustinJ_Cortez, I believe. You just type in Justin Johnson Cortez. It should pop up. I try to stay on it, try to let people know what's going on and post some pictures and stuff when we're having some fun. But I'm gonna try to keep up with it. But I got some great cast members who are, you know, follow Walker Independent on the CW. And they're going to be putting stuff out there, but great cast members here and such a great family we got here. And they'll all be posting fun stuff. So I'll be popping up on all theirs as well.
You'll be jumping on it more. Trust me. It'll probably happen for sure. And all that stuff. And yeah. Hey, you're a busy actor, and that's the good thing, is to stay busy. And Kim, where can we connect with you? Best place?
Yeah. Kim Sorrell. I'm literally the only Kim Sorrell in the world, spelled my way, Sorrelle, but kimsorrell.com. My latest book, Love is available everywhere, Amazon and everywhere else. Justin, I'd love to send you a copy.
Absolutely. Please do.
Yeah. Well, great. Great. Well, I'll get your address and send it over to you.
All right. Fantastic. And last thing, neilhader.com. Check out the media giant. You know, again, I'm 6'10" and I'm the giant of media. So check me out. And I appreciate everyone. And it was great to connect with you, Justin. One other thing is, my celebrity podcast is number 12, according to FeedSpot. So always good to get you out there in different places. And it was great to talk with you, Justin, and appreciate it.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Hayes Show. We'll be back in just a moment.